just one halacha on the laws of Sechita. So what we learned already, that it's forbidden on Shabbat to be Sochet, Perot on Shabbat, Zetim, Anavim, Tutim, Rimonim. Nowadays most fruits, even vegetables, they squeeze them to make juices. So therefore, as a general rule, one would have to be careful in squeezing any type of item on Shabbat, specifically if you're using it for the juice. However, Maran writes in Shin Chaf Halacha Daled that if you're squeezing the juice over a food, so then that's not considered squeezing for the juice, that's considered for the ochel, and therefore it's permissible. Question is, how much of the juice has to go into the food? It's a machlok at the poskim. The majority of the poskim hold that so long as the majority of the liquid gets absorbed into the food, even though there's some floating on the surface, that it's okay. Haya Adam, on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, holds it totally has to be absorbed. There can be not anything left over. The Maaseh, the majority of the poskim, as we said, were Mekel. That's Hacham Avadya, Hacham Ben Sion, the Taz, the Prima Gadim, and therefore there's room to be Mekel. Although the Menuchat Tehava held, it has to be totally absorbed. We're Mekel. That even if part of it is absorbed, it's going to be okay. We're just squeezing it into a Tafshil. The question we have today is a question which probably always is going to happen, that when you squeeze it in the food, it's impossible to directly squeeze all the juice on the food exactly. Some of the juice is going to squeeze on the side. It's not going to even go on the food itself. So seemingly now, that juice was not squeezed over food. And that's a psikrishe. It's inevitably going to happen. So how do you get around that problem? So Rabbi Shlomo Miller writes that there's no problem over there because it goes after the kavanah. It doesn't go after the fact, does the mashke hit the food or not? It goes after the guy's kavanah. The guy's kavanah was for the ochel. And therefore, even though some of it goes on the side, that's not considered mefarek anymore. Once you're doing it for ochel, it takes it away from the category. So no matter where the water lands or the juice lands, even if it's inevitably going to land off the food itself, so one doesn't have to be so careful to make sure that it lands directly on the food, in such a way it's not considered mefarek. That's considered putting it on ochel, because that's the way it's done. That's not the way it's normally done when you're being mefarek. So therefore, in that case, it would be mutan. Practical examples would be, if a person, let's say, Chamvadiyah brings a case of a banana that's dry, somebody wants to take a grape and squeeze it on the banana, just in order to soften it up a little, in order to feed it to a baby. In that case, it would be permissible, so long as the majority of the grape gets absorbed into the banana itself.